So I asked you about your Black Friday deals. I got three that I'll quickly tell you about. Great prices on a flight from Joburg to Cape Town and back. Five bottles of award-winning Pinotage at a fabulous price, which I'm going to put away. And then a real discount on cat food. But then you knew I lived life on the edge, didn't you? And you can see it in my Black Friday purchases. Come on, I'm sure you can do way better than that. Mine, pretty dull if you think about them. I bet yours aren't. 011-883-0702, 14 past 3.
You're with John Perlman on 702.
Let's talk about Black Friday and the malls and the shopping. We've heard a little bit from the consumers, but Veronica Makhwadi is out there. May give us a sense of how it's been going as well for the people who run the stores. On the one level, this is about individual purchases, but it's also an important time for South Africa's retail sector, which has had all kinds of battles over the last 2 years. Veronica, good afternoon. I don't know if you've had a chance to speak to store owners, managers at all, but are they pretty happy with the number of people coming in and B, the number of goods going out? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. Absolutely. In fact, some of the feedback that we did get from the macro store manager in Woodmead is that the items, of course, that they were hoping would sell fast indeed actually did fly off the shelf. He did mention, of course, that there would be a massive trend for South African consumers when it comes to air fryers. So I'm hoping, of course, we did manage to see that in terms of the volumes that were moving out of the store. So new sort of appreciation for the appliances, which were going for a mega deal and a massive sale. But I think most people who benefited from this, John, of course, were the consumers, many of whom, of course, have been crippling under the financial pressure that we've all been as going through as South Africans. So this moment for them to sort of, spend in a way without feeling too bad really was something that they were looking forward to, John. Of course, now with the afternoon coming in, we're seeing a lot more numbers and a lot more people rushing in to try and get those last-minute bargains and those last-minute deals.
So one of the companies that I suppose has got a bit of a cloud hanging over whatever they were hoping to do today, workers at Macro, part of the Massmart Group, is that strike showing any sign of getting resolved?
From the various stores that we have visited, John, of course, this includes the Woodmead Macro I've mentioned, just to see if any of the stores would be affected by this. There hasn't been much impact in regards to their pickets, but we do, of course, remember the union, Sakau, saying that whether or not consumers feel the pinch of the strike or not, it doesn't matter. They're going ahead with their wage demands of a 12% increase, and they're saying that they will be, of course, striking tomorrow, affecting those future sales for Cyber Monday. They've also mentioned that they will be carrying on with their strike if their demands are not met. But generally, John, not a lot of issues coming from consumers feeling the disruption of that protest, and definitely safety measures as well being implemented by the various malls in regards to not having or feeding those disruptions.
Thanks so much, Veronica Makhwadi, out there watching you shop. Of course, many people have been at work. So are any of you trying to kind of rush home and get into those queues? Sounds like the stores are going to be open late. There are shelves out there that the shop owners and retailers are hoping will get cleared eventually. If you have a story to tell, I'm keen to hear it. 011-883-0702, 17 minutes past 3.